Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Well, hello. Thanks for tuning in. Obviously, it's not Steve. It's Becky Brown, and I'm so glad you have joined us. And if you're watching on YouTube, hello. And please subscribe and share it with your friends. And also on our app, we love how all of our family members listen. And I'm so excited to hear the different ways that people do tune in. And by we, I mean Dr. Alice Benton and Mylon Yurkovich, who are joining the California studio. Hello.
Howdy, folks.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm supposed to say howdy because I have my boots on, my cowboy boots, so I could say howdy. And so howdy, Becky, and howdy, y'all.
Do you know, it's so fun. Somebody just texted me and said, thanks for saying y'all for our Southern listeners. So
yes.
good job there, Mylon.
Well, all y'all is
all
the plural,
y'all. That's right.
And y'all is singular. So you got to get that straight.
And he really does have cowboy boots on. They're fancy.
They are.
There you go. Well, One of the things that I love so much about New Life is our workshops. And one of the very first workshops that I ever worked at was way back in 2003. And it was Lose It for Life. And it continues. It is such a great workshop. And we're bringing it back, folks. You can check out our new version of Lose It for Life Extensive at newlife.com. We are getting all the details put together. But, we have this tip sheet of 9 ways that maybe in this new year, this is one of those things that you thought, I'm finally going to get around to it. And one of the things that we learned at Lose It for Life is there's a lot of reasons for why we keep the weight on. It's usually based on what we are feeding. And I remember a conversation Steve and I had with a participant at one of those early workshops. Her name was Frances, and she was giving him all the excuses of why she couldn't lose weight. And he looked at her and said, well, I think your name should be St. Frances of Excusey. And I about died, but, we just laughed about it. But, isn't that the truth, you guys, that we do have a lot of reasons or excuses for why we cannot maintain a healthy weight? Any suggestions either one of you have when we talk about eating healthy or moving our bodies more? What do you suggest?
Well, if we don't have the oomph on our own, the energy and motivation and drive, we can't get it from just inside ourselves, and we need connection with other people to be able to access momentum, and that's what this extensive provides. And that was part of the joy of getting to attend Lose It for Life, which I got to do too, because you can internalize the energy that comes from the program, and when you stay connected with the community, that energy and momentum is then sustained, so that when we don't have enough, we tap into it and we get what we don't have on our own.
Yeah, community is how we heal. I know, Becky, you believe that. So do you, Alice.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to make progress alone relative to just about anything. I don't care what the topic is. But I would also add to that we have to really ask ourselves, why? Why am I eating? Everybody has a go-to when they're uncomfortable and they want to make their pain go away. So for some people, it's food. For some, it's starvation. For some, it's alcohol. For some, it's marijuana. For some, it's excessive exercise. It could be anything. All addictions come from a craving and a need to make bad feelings go away. So the ability to face that, acknowledge that, know what that is, and then process that in a group where I have friends that are helping me heal from that pain, that is one of the first steps that is massively important before we can make progress.
I love that. And we are going to have a Loser for Life extensive. And if you want to sign up for some information about it, give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or go to newlife.com and click on the workshop, and you'll see Loser for Life there. We'll be right back taking your calls.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. I'm joined by Dr. Alice Benton and Mylon Yurkovich, and we're answering your calls, and we're going to go straight to the calls. And we are going to talk to Kathy, who is calling from Vancouver, British Columbia. She listens on the app, and you can too. Kathy, I'm glad you called. Thanks for being Club New Life, too. How can we help you today?
Oh, thank you. I just want to thank you, Becky, Mylon, and Alice. I just love you guys and all that you do. And I am a New Life supporter, and you have changed my life. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
My concern here today is I believe that my 30-year-old son has been hinting to us that he is gay, but he's never actually brought up the topic, and I feel as though we are dancing around the elephant in the room. How do I bring up the subject with my son in a loving way and express our concerns without alienating him?
That's a great question, Kathy. Mylon or Ellis?
Sure. I think a lot of us, Kathy, have the belief that if we talk about truth, that it will alienate people. And I think the opposite is true. Often when we address the elephant in the room, that people can really handle that reality, and it may be to him a great relief to be able to have a dialogue about this. So I don't think you'll alienate him by bringing it up, and I would be direct with it. I wouldn't, go around in circles. I would just simply say, you seem like there's something you want to tell us, and you seem like there is something you keep hinting about. What can you tell me about that, son, and what would you like us to know? And I would just start right there with a very open-ended question. I wouldn't label it as gay. I would just simply say there's something you're not telling us and we'd love to know because we love you. And what is that? And I would just open it up like that.
I'd add a caveat that if you or your husband come at it with an accusatory tone, with a preaching tendency, then I think your fear of alienation could become a reality. And so if you enter this conversation with a gentle, warm, open curiosity without the plan or intention to teach, to fix, or to change him in this conversation, then it can build relationship, as Mylon is saying. So I'd consider in that, if either you or your spouse have tended towards accusatory and critical of him, then I might have this as an individual conversation rather than in the presence of his father. For instance, if you don't trust that his father can remain warm and gentle. How are you reacting to our advice so far, Kathy?
Well, I have felt that what you're suggesting is really the right way to go about it. I wondered if I should bring up the question that we wondered if he thinks he's gay. He seems to allude to it in different ways. He had us watch a movie about, or a documentary on a gay composer and his life, and he's asked for flowered masks, face masks for his birthday. He wanted a flowered quilt. He brought someone home for New Year's that a male friend, quite a bit younger than himself. He's tutoring at school, so that really concerned me because I didn't know what the relationship was there. And then afterwards, he did tell me that his friend was seeking a relationship with a girl, and he needed some advice about that. And I know what I was suggesting to my husband, because I want to do this together with my husband. I talked to my husband this morning about it, and I suggested that, you know, first of all, I want to write out everything I want to say, but I'd like to tell him, you know, reassure him that we love him very much, and we care for him, and we want the best for him. That my concern is my son has alluded to, well, he's talked about a relationship he's entering into with somebody from the school, a teacher, and I said, who is this girl? I guess we're both afraid to approach it. And he said, well, I can't tell you. I can't tell you right now, and promise me that you won't tell anybody. I haven't told my husband this, but in the same conversation, this girl, well, he had said that this girl was a teacher, but earlier he had told me he'd become very interested in a male teacher at the school, and I'm just worried about him becoming involved and hurting, you know, opening himself up to more hurt and more pain in the future, and that's the way I want to approach it. What do you think?
Well, were you going to say something, Alice? I wouldn't write it all out. I think you're
right.
I think you're over prepping here. It's just a simple question, uh-huh. As I said before. I wouldn't over prep, but I would prep yourselves emotionally along the lines of what Alice uh-huh. already suggested. And I would just say, you know,
right.
You say a lot of different things. They have me a bit confused. Could you clarify with me your dating desires and your relational preferences? Would really like to know.
And that's a great way to put it too, Mylon.
Yeah, and it's open, it's warm, it isn't judgmental. You don't have to write out a lot of these things. You don't have to reassure him with this big, you know, fluffy pillow up front, you know, we love you and blah, blah, blah. I would just say, son, we just really are curious.
And Kathy,
you know, isn't that the truth too? With curiosity, we'll open up the conversation.
Oh, yeah, about anything.
It
works right. With everything. I'm just curious. Tell me more about that.
Kathy, you are going into this already planning to speak, to speak more than we're advising. Yeah. We want you to go in planning to listen and speak very little.
That's right.
Right. There you go.
The warnings and the concerns, pointing out the things that are rightfully concerning. Romantic relationships with teachers while one is a student could cause all sorts of problems. And even if you're all believers and he is pursuing a homosexual lifestyle, there is a time and a place to bring up your concerns and to point out the truth. But it's not this initial conversation.
And yeah, that's important, Alice, what you just said. It's about a series of conversations. Because we all have, Kathy, we all have propensities that are off kilter with God's will for our life. Every one of us has propensities towards something that isn't within the will of God. And that is something we all have to look at and something that you can bring up later. But this is, as Alice just said, this is a listening exercise.
It reminds me of the comfort circle, Mylon, you know, and I'm surprised, Alice, that you didn't suggest that, because I know it's one of your favorite things, but I think this is a perfect example of, you know, just a controlled kind of open-ended conversation where there's not the pressure to solve a problem. We just need to get to know each other a little bit better. Thank you so much, Kathy, for calling. We are going to go to our next caller, Claudette, who listens on WFIL from New Jersey. Hi, Claudette. Thanks for calling. How can we help you today?
Hello. How are you?
Doing well.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm
What's
here.
Your question,
can you hear
Claudette?
Me?
Yep, we can hear you. Go ahead.
My question is, I love the Lord, and I am saved, but there's times I wake up, like, every morning of fear and condemnation that I'm going to hell. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm just trying to figure out where that's coming from.
Okay, that's a great question, Claudette. Alice or Mylon?
Claudette, yeah, it doesn't sound crazy.
But can you're, I... You're, can,
Claudette, a lot of people have this fear. So I just want to reassure you to start off with. You're not the first person to bring this up, so you're not alone. And yeah, go ahead. Give us some more explanation and some more of your story.
Well, I'm one of 18, 10 sisters and 7 brothers. Growing up was really bad. I can't even talk about it on air. It's so bad. I was molested as a kid. My mom, she really didn't love me. And it was horrible things I saw as a kid. You know, my niece was murdered by my sister. And my childhood was really horrible. You know, I didn't want to say it, but, you know, I keep thinking about my niece and all the horrible things. It's so bad, I can't even discuss it on air. And my sister, she lives in Colorado, and, like, sometimes I want to talk to family about it, but I don't know, I just live in fear. And another thing I'm trying to deal with is alcohol, and I do smoke. And I think I do that to cover up the pain that I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. And I wake up every morning. It's like, I know God loves me, but then again, it's like the fear of going to hell. It's every morning, every anxiety.
Okay, so you just said it right there.
Mm-hmm.
The anxiety word. When people are anxious, Claudette, and I hear your tears, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if the three of us were with you, we'd give you a hug right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you've been through is hellacious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So for you to project upon our Heavenly Father unpredictability, fear, anxiety, waking up every... This is something you probably did... Probably. I'm going to take that word out. This is something you did as a child.
Right.
You were in fear, constant fear. And from an attachment from an attachment perspective, Claudette, we write about this in our book, How We Love. We talk about the chaotic, disorganized home where the parents are not a source of refuge. They're a source of fear. And for the child, it is an environment where there is fright without solutions. So anxiety is built into you deeply. It's deeply woven into the fabric of your being. And so for you to carry that anxiety forward and project it onto God, who is another paternal figure or an authority figure in your life, is absolutely makes sense. When you say it's crazy, it isn't crazy. As Alice said earlier, it absolutely fits with your history.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, there is another test and another evaluation tool. It's called the Adverse Childhood Experience Tool. It was developed by Kaiser Hospital in conjunction with the Centers for Disease Control. And it is applied to society and culture and relationships. And it's a scale of 1 to 10, and you're asked 10 questions. And the higher your test score, the higher your adverse childhood experience score, the harder life is for you. And witnessing somebody being, or knowing a family member being murdered, or somebody in jail, or the horrible things you went through, I'm going to guess that your score is pretty high on a scale of 1 to 10. And so it's not crazy. You have this world of anxiety that you grew up with, and it's hard to shake. You're going to need help for that, and you're going to need help with somebody that is loving but also understands trauma and can help you with that. Alice, what would you add to that?
Claudette, I'm going to call you sweetheart. Sweetheart, you are so much more lovable, and you're so much wiser than you know. But I can tell just by talking to you, and it's why I'm drawn to call you sweetheart. Because, oh, sister, you have lived in so much pain, and there absolutely is a way out, but it's a scary, risky way out because people have not been trustworthy.
Right.
But the way we learn that God loves and cares for us is through people. And so we're going to be inviting you into very safe, very structured relationship where you can relearn God's love and experience it, not just know it intellectually.
I love that. I would suggest that you join us at the Emotional Freedom Workshop January 22nd. Claudette, it could be a good start to the healing process. And we'll send you a copy of How We Love, and we'll be praying for you. But stay in touch. We're going to be right back after this break.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. Alice and Mylon, what else did you want to add to that call?
Just a little explanation, because when our world has been so horribly unsafe, mm-hmm. it's incredibly difficult to risk a relationship again. And sometimes the only safe relationship is a therapeutic relationship where there are such high structure and boundaries to the relationship that we learn safety and we begin healing there. And then it can expand beyond that. But our workshops offer that plus potential community, because in our workshops, you're placed into a group with a leader who holds that structure and that protection, but you make friends in your group, and there's the opportunity to continue with the groups after the weekend. And as we started the show, it's community that brings about the greater healing process, really. And so, Claudette, I hope you will take us up on that.
And alcohol and smoking is often a part of the ways that we choose various ways to create relief in our bodies. One is a depressant, the other is a stimulant. And so to really learn that it is this history that's driving me toward that. I mean, I can abstain from alcohol or tobacco, but and say, well, I've been sober this many days, and that's important to do. We have to work on those things, but we also have to understand what drove me to those choices. And that's going to be one of the most important things. I think you'll find, surprisingly, that therapy will help your battle with those two addictions that you're describing.
It does. Therapy and workshops can actually change our relationship with God, because it's the human healing that produces the growing trust and faith and confidence in God.
Yeah, the first picture a child has of God is that child's parents. Because the parents are in an authority structure over them. Now, am I safe here, or am I secure here, or am I threatened here? And so that really sets, and because a parent is a baby brain shaper, and they shape the brain and the formation of the development of that child's brain into neural pathways of fear or trust. And so we really have to realize the power of a parent. And to overcome that takes time, but you have to be with the right people, Alice, just like you're saying. And Becky, I know you agree with all that.
I do. And I think that one of the things that you said to Claudette, Mylon, that all of us can take is it doesn't sound crazy. When
right.
we understand the history, it makes sense of why we feel the way we do. And I'm so glad you called, Claudette. And I'm so glad we are talking to more folks. And we're going to take a call from Truman, who's calling us from Anchorage, Alaska. Listens, I am KATB. Hi, Truman. Thanks for calling. How can we help you today?
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Hello.
First off, I just want to say, hey, good morning. Can you hear me? Sorry.
Yes. No, that's okay. Go ahead,
Sorry,
Truman.
I'm driving, working right now. First of all, I just want to say thank you. This show is so just eye-opening to the levels and the depths of relationship that I don't think many of us really consider, even those of us who grew up in the church. And so I just want to thank you guys for all of your insight and wisdom daily, first off.
You're welcome, Truman. Thanks for listening.
Mylon, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm talking to Mylon Yurkovich. I just recently finished reading How We Love.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wanting to get into Every Man's Battle. I'm sorry, my question. I am getting ready, or I feel the pull to propose to my girlfriend. Mm. We've been together for 7 years. We've been living together shacking up, if you will. And I've been feeling the urge throughout the past year of really getting back into my faith, and obviously listening to shows like your guys' is just really, I feel like it's woken up a lot of things in me, and so I feel like I'm ready to make that commitment and take that next step in our relationship. Unfortunately, I have cheated. I spent the first couple years of our relationship growing up outside of the relationship, and that's obviously caused a lot of its own wounds. And so I'm just wondering, how can I know for sure that I'm ready to take this next step, and if it's even the right next step for us, and what you guys might have to say about that.
Truman, do you have children together?
We do not have children. She does have 3 children that I have been a huge part of their lives.
And you are basically a father to them now, as you've been with them for 7 years?
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to think so.
And does she know that you cheated in those first couple years?
Yes, ma'am.
And as you are planning to get into every man's battle, is there an ongoing struggle for you with pornography?
Not pornography. Another part of my question is I've kind of wondered if I've spiritualized everything. I grew up in the church. Obviously, with the cheating, there was definitely porn going on. But the past 2 years, I mean, I went completely cold turkey with the porn. I smoke weed, and that's my main thing still yet. And that's its own thing, I would say.
Truman, I am so proud of you. You have been working very diligently on yourself, and you have had some great success. And we respect that you're cautiously asking the question about pursuing engagement. As we're coming up on the break, we will come back to you with some further thoughts about what to do next.
Yeah, you know, awareness is the first step, Truman. And so the fact that you are able to list these things that are challenging, that's a good beginning. You know, and looking towards a good life together, you want to have a good foundation to begin to build on. We'll talk about this during the break, and then we'll come back with some good answers for you right after this.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I did go to Take Your Life Back. That's why I continue to support the ministry with the hope that not only am I helping my own situation, that I'm helping others as well.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the New Life member thank you gift of the New Life Journal, 100 Days of Peace, 7 Ways to Choose Healing, Growth Has No Boundaries, a Restoration Bible, and a New Life grocery tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. We're talking to Truman, who is looking at kind of establishing a new way in his relationship. Mylon or Alice, who wants to begin?
Well, Truman, have you gotten into any structured professional help yet in addition to the books you've been reading?
No, ma'am.
So I think that should be a step you should take and spend a little time in individual therapy before you decide to propose marriage. That's my opinion. We're going to hear what Mylon and Becky would say in a moment.
Yep.
I say that because there's some additional character work to be done. You have amazingly been white-knuckling your way through sexual sobriety. And for you to do it for 2 years is incredible, because our willpower is so limited that doesn't tend to be sufficient long-term. And we've been talking about community today. We need community, and we need that individual attention to work on these parts of our character for really sustained growth and sustained healing. So that's an initial recommendation on my part.
Mylon?
Yes, ma'am.
Truman, I'm really proud of you. I think your call is amazing because it shows a lot of vulnerability, honesty with yourself, and transparency. And those are going to be key traits to carry into a marriage that will allow you to have a successful relationship. So I'm going to toss out a couple.
100%.
Yes, I'm proud of you, and I think those are great. And I have a couple of suggestions that you can take them or leave them, and one of them is kind of radical, but it could be something that could prove in the long run to be really cool. And that is that you have broken away from pornography, and I'm proud of you for that for 2 years. But then I would suggest one other thing that you might want to do. Tell your fiance, I'm going to call her fiance, tell your fiance that you're going to move out for a period of time and to create a new zone of, if you will, creating a holiness to the relationship, because sex is something God invented to be exercised or used within a marriage. And to tell her you're aware of that now, and to take a break and to create a zone, let's say for a year, and just say, and during that year, I'm doing this for you. And it would encourage her, and then go to counseling as a couple also, where the two of you really learn to talk. I wish you could go to Alice's office because she's sensational. But she's all the way down. She's all the way down here in Huntington Beach. But I would really want to develop a relationship with your bride that says, "Here's a new relationship, and I want to show you how serious I am about this." And I would really do that. I think you're on the right path, but that's radical. And I don't know if you can or would do that, but I think it would be a great step.
Well, let's bring into the discussion then the separation from the three kids that he's become father to during that time.
That's why I said this is radical and this is hard. But then I would date the kids. I'd date your wife or your fiance, and I'd date the kids. I'd say, I'm still me, but I'm going to come, you know, we'll have dinner every Saturday night or something like that. And we'll be together, and you can call me anytime. But I just want to do something new to start dating your mom and to build a new relationship.
What you're talking about, my structuring the foundation of this relationship.
That's right.
And Truman, if you're still using marijuana, there's a part of you that's still kind of checking out. Mm-hmm. There's something that's happening that you are not able to deal with head on. And so there's a couple of different things that you could be working on that it may seem radical. I do agree with you, Mylon. And I think good communication along the way is going to be essential. You know, we've had couples that have come to our intimacy and marriage who are engaged. And maybe at that point, that would be something that you guys could consider. But in the meantime, we'll send you a copy of How We Love. Maybe Mylon can autograph it for you. And we'll just be praying for a good result. We'd love to see it every man's battle, too. I know it sounds like I'm, you know, just go to this workshop or go to that. But, you know.
But they work. They work.
They do work. Exactly. Exactly. And you know who else works? Bottom might be sitting next to you, Mylon, isn't he?
I'm right here, Becky.
Well, there you go.
There he is, right here.
Hey, it's every man's battle tomorrow. It starts. Mm-hmm. And it is not too late. And if you haven't made a New Year's resolution and you're struggling in the sexual integrity world, make that resolution today and call us and get registered. This workshop will help you fill that. And let me read you a quick testimony. This is from a guy that went to a workshop just a couple months back. I came here expecting some hokey, overly spiritual Christian event that would merely pump me up like a camp. Instead, I got real, honest insights from real men that love Jesus and made new lifelong battle partners. You know, that says so much, that connection. There's a quote that I'm trying to remember. I'll try it now. You know, there's a sacredness in the family, but in connection there is a holiness. And we want you to experience that, and you'll only experience it by doing it. And folks, if you can support us, we want to keep doing this. not just this workshop. We want to do this radio program, build up our counseling network, you know, all the things that this ministry does, and your giving will make the difference. So help us get this year started on the good track, please.
And when you give in January, we'll say thanks by sending you the one-year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional. And I love all of our Life Recovery materials, but this would be a great way to begin the process of focusing on prayer for your life. And it's yours for the gift of any amount. Just give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or go to newlife.com.
Can I add something here,
Becky? Of course.
I really have a hard time believing what I'm about ready to tell you, but Kay and I are going to be celebrating our 50th wedding anniversary this June.
Mm. Wow.
I just look at that and I just go, where did 50 years go? You know, and we've been friends for 53 years. But I had to make a choice early on in our relationship to say no to the sexual way my brain had been shaped by the world and by my own fantasies and so on and so forth. And it was a place that didn't work well. And I would have to say, well, it was disastrous is what it was, because you can't be present with your spouse and have your foot in the other world. And today, Kay's my very best friend. And I could not have, and then God has really exploded our ministry to a worldwide ministry that I could have never expected. But number two, it would have never happened had we not been as close as we are. And we could not have ever been close had I left my foot in that other world. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say the power of every man's battle, the need to do that for us to, the benefits are way beyond just getting beyond an addiction. It opens up the potential to have a relationship that I just could talk all day about how rewarding it is.
True intimacy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you, Becky.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you, Mylon, and I know that it's difficult to explain to someone how impactful our private lives are, yet we just talked to a couple of folks today that their past is impacting their present.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, and so we really do need to do whatever it takes to live free of those things. And, you know, I just appreciate all the work that you and Kay have done. And there's a lot of people celebrating 50 years because of the work that you guys have done. And we just appreciate all who would like to come and see them. We'll be at Intimacy and Marriage in February. And you can bring your spouse and begin that journey as well. And we'd love to see you there. We're going to go. Oh, go ahead, Larry.
I was just going to ask, Mylon, have you been married 50 years come June? Because I heard a man speak once. He got up in front of a big crowd and said, we are celebrating our 50th wedding anniversary, standing ovation. He said, well, we've only been married 37 years, but we're celebrating 50 right now. So just wanted to see if you were being honest.
You have to explain that.
take a caller.
It's a little lost on me, to Becky. I talk about segues. That wasn't one.
Yeah.
And so that's Larry laughing. We don't have an air leak in the studio. I mean, I hope you can hear that. It's a cute squealy sound.
It's very
and
cute.
It is, yeah, I rarely use the word cute. Yes, we are going
well,
to be
we'll
married
break.
As of June 16th. It's our 50th real anniversary.
I love that. Well, we're going to go to a break, and we're going to come back and speak with Honesty, who is calling us from Washington, D.C. Hold on, Honesty. We'll be right back with you. Trying to settle Larry down because he's just so joyful. And that's a good thing. We're really happy that you're joyful, Larry.
Okay.
And we hope to spread the joy this year in New Life, right? I mean,
right.
That's what we're here for. And we'll be right back after the break. And, you know, if you need a little joy, you can give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and find out how you can increase your joy in your life today.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. Tuned in today and hope that you have been encouraged whether it was by the laughter we just enjoyed. But right now, I want to go to our final caller for today, and it's Honesty. She's calling from Washington, D.C., listens on WAVA. Thanks for waiting, Honesty. How can we help you today?
Yes, hi. Thank you so much. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yes. Thank you so much for taking my call. You have been the only therapy that I had for a little while, and I gave $100, and all I got was a T-shirt and a tremendous amount of satisfaction. You remember?
Yes.
Now, that was funny, Honesty.
Yes, I got that. So, yes, I worry a lot. I have a lot of anxiety, and my biggest question is, how do I continue to put God first? I struggle a lot in the sense that my prayer has been, I don't want people to mock God through me, through my actions, like, oh, she doesn't smoke, ha ha ha, she doesn't drink, she doesn't have sex outside of marriage, that my way is not working. Now I have the temptation to maybe test drive the car, like I was told. Because I pray, I fast, and I seek a relationship with God. I kept the faith, but now I'm discouraged in the sense that with Megan Roots and Devin Franklin, they wrote the book, The Weight, about abstinence, and I got that book. It did encourage me, and it did motivate me. So their split right now is making me, it discouraged me in a sense that why, when you do God's way, things don't work out. Mm-hmm. Why children of God, mm-hmm. when they put him first, they are not protected? It's like a little, it's embarrassing a little bit. And am I called to be alone for the rest of my life? Like you said earlier to the previous caller, to take a break for a year. What about me when that break has been 6 years with no intimacy because I want to do that God's way? Or when you do God's way and then he cheated, get married and he cheated. So when you do God's way and then it doesn't work out, do I get the green light? Like, I have offered my body as a living sacrifice, but where do I find that godly man, and even recognize him, to find a godly man to do the right, to do things the right way, the way that pleases God? And then when I found him, it looks like there is no guarantee. So I don't, it's, God's way now looks like I look miserable, I look old-fashioned, I look weird, and I'm now somehow wedding to the temptation. How do I resist and continue to do God's way when it has been 6 years that I continue to stay good, but apparently there's no guarantee. I'm struggling.
Okay,
here.
Well,
Honesty, go ahead.
Go ahead, Alice.
That's
what I was going to say.
You say you look miserable. You sound a little miserable, too. Are you?
Yeah, I guess so. When I listen to other people, because all the time I have been like, okay, put God first, do God's way, and I have not been listening to men who say, oh, no, I need to test drive the car. You need to try the merchandise first. I didn't listen. Now I'm like, maybe I should. I don't know. Because people who do that, they look happy. But me, I want to do God's way, but I'm lonely.
Now. Let me ask you this, Honesty. Are you still married to your husband?
No.
Okay.
No, divorce.
Okay.
So
you've been divorced 6 years. That's what you're saying, and you're waiting for the right man and in the right relationship.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But so far, what I hear is like, try the merchandise this time. Anyway, you're not a virgin anymore, so why not?
Honesty, I'm going to hazard a guess that the main comfort you have looked for and perhaps received for a time was in romantic relationship, and that if you are not in a romantic relationship, you're that lonely that you described. And I'm worried that you put the weight and most of the investment into pursuing the romantic relationship, where I'm hearing from you a need for spiritual family and for spiritual sisterhood around you. I'm concerned that you're isolated. Is that true about you right now?
Yes, I'm a little bit isolated. I had a few friends that I tried to. I had a counselor a while ago, but he wasn't Christian, and I was told to try the other way too. So a few friends, even with good intention, are kind of mocking me in a way that
I don't drink. So when we meet, I don't drink. I don't smoke.
So honesty,
it
confirms for me that you do not have spiritual family, sufficient spiritual family, because you're right. God's way is very countercultural, and it's very lonely, especially if we're surrounded either by secular folks or perhaps lukewarm Christians that aren't fully invested in the Christian way of life. So I want to redirect you from looking to romantic relationship to looking for a spiritual sisterhood, a community of Christian women who share your beliefs and are pursuing the same thing. Because honesty, if we try to stand alone, especially maintaining sexual purity outside of marriage, that is a very isolated place to be unless we've got those women around us doing the same thing.
Mylan, would you speak to the whole idea that she has about and that disappointment that some people experience?
Well, yes, I will. Honesty, let me ask you a question. How did you and your previous husband have any premarital counseling?
Oh, yeah. Yes, we did. He told me everything that I needed to hear. Everything was fine, but yeah, he cheated. So now I'm like,
what I'm asking, honesty, is how well did you really know him? You see, and what was his past history with sexuality and pornography, and how many girlfriends has he had, and how many people has he had sex with, and so on and so forth. The answer to your question is a lot of people are disappointed in God because they have a belief system that if I follow God, I will have a red carpet, you know, rolled out for me and I won't have any difficulties or problems. Mm-hmm. But that's not true. Mm-hmm. The Apostle Paul, one of the greatest Christians of all time, had nothing but problems in his life of being abandoned by people, of being in danger, of being persecuted, beaten, et cetera, et cetera. So God does not promise us freedom from pain. But what we can do is learn to be wise in this world and go through a vetting process that's thorough, where we really get to know the person before we marry them. And God did build us to be in relationship, okay? And we need to have our girlfriends in relationship, like Alice just said. But if we're going to be in a relationship with someone of that we want to marry, we really have to make sure we understand them and where their heart is and that they're really committed to grow. And that's really, really critical. And yet there's no guarantees. In this world, there aren't any.
Except suffering. Suffering is guaranteed, and the Bible speaks to that. If you follow Christ's way, you will suffer and you'll lose relationship.
Yes.
And you'll be ridiculed and mocked.
Yes.
So it speaks to, I think, the strength of your faith that you're going through that. I want to point out that our Emotional Freedom Workshop, honesty, would really help you with the betrayal you went through with your husband. And it would
we're
help
so
you.
Sad about that, too.
Oh, yes. And it would help you build up the community that we're encouraging you to develop.
That's a great idea, and we'll send you a copy of the Emotional Freedom Workbook as well. And, you know, we do have a couple of different workshops that we didn't talk about today. The Fearless Parenting will be online at the end of January. And if you have adult children that you're having challenges with, that is the workshop for you. You can find out more at newlife.com. We're so grateful that you tuned in today. And thank you, Allison. Thank you, Mylan, for we appreciate it very much, and we are better for it. God bless you, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.